Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
On this day, 29th March, 1837, The Barbadian, a newspaper of the time, reviewed an art exhibition held in Spry Street, Bridgetown. It was not just a regular art exhibition. Its aim was to raise funds for the construction of a general hospital for Barbados. The establishment of such an institution was an important undertaking for the population, especially for the formerly enslaved blacks, now known as apprentices, who received medical care on the plantations where they lived. With full freedom on the horizon, some far-sighted Barbadians put plans in place to establish an institution that would cater for the free women and free men after the period of apprenticeship. But with government not inclined to fund such a venture, it was left to public-spirited Barbadians to step forward and host events such as the art exhibition in order to raise funds. A committee was formed to execute the task. They borrowed paintings and other works of art obligingly lent for the occasion. They attained the services of the 86th Regiment and the bands from the HMS Belvidera to provide the musical entertainment for the 2,273 adults who attended the exhibition, as well as the 721 children. In the end, the committee raised over £256, but much of this was spent on the rental fees for the venue, fees for the steward for care of the paintings, and for the printing of catalogs, circulars, tickets, etc., and refreshments at sundry times for the bands while in attendance. The Barbadian newspaper was full of praise for this hardworking committee, which took the present occasion of laying before the public the result of their endeavors to contribute to the contemplated establishment of a general hospital, while they were affording the tasteful and cultivated mind a chaste and elegant amusement, and they congratulate themselves on their success on the latter instance, but deeply regret that in the former, their efforts have not been more adequately met. Though other philanthropic ventures were staged to raise funding for the project, the Barbadian newspaper, on this day, 29th March, 1837, gave focus to the art exhibition. The project continued to garner support, and the General Hospital was constructed at Gemmets Lane, St. Michael. It was opened on 1st July, 1844.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.